Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same, in Jesus' name. Welcome to the Daily Bread message, where there is another day of living in the light of God's Word, in His authority and His power. So we just want to welcome you. Today is April the 5th, 2023, Wednesday evening. April the 5th, 2023, Wednesday evening's Daily Bread. Thank you for coming and joining us at the Booth Camp, the Oasis, the Living Waters, and the Filling Station that will fill our spirit, man. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for every hearer. Thank you for every doer. Thank you that we can come and receive daily bread every day, Father. For you said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So, Father, you give us natural food and spiritual food. Physical food, natural food will sustain our bodies, but spiritual food will keep our spirit strong and mighty. So we want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for the great Holy Spirit that lives and abides in us forever. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you that this message, Father, that you have given me as a devotion, that I will be able to articulate it so it can come forth, Father, where we have illumination, inspiration, revelation, impartation and participation, Father. One word from you, Father, can change our lives forever. And we just want to say thank you for giving us your Son, the greatest gift that you can give all of humanity and all of creation, Father, is your Son, your only begotten Son. And we just want to say thank you that we can celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we just thank you that now, Father, He is sitting at the right hand, making intercession for us as the children of God. And thank you for allowing us to have an intimate relationship with you, Father God, because without you, we are nothing. And all that we are is because of you, Father. We depend and we rely and we trust in you, Father God. And we cling unto your truths, Father, the truth of your word. And so we just want to say thank you once again that the truth of God's word keeps us free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed and will keep us free, Father, because we keep the word of God alive in us, Father, and the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us and directing us. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a lamp unto our paths, Father. So we just want to say thank you for the two-edged sword that's in our mouth, Father, that we can declare and decree what you say, Father. We can have what we say. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you once again for filling us with your word, for giving us understanding and revelation of your word, Father God, sustaining us and protecting us and strengthening us, Father, and encouraging us, Father, always with your word. Another day of living in the light of your word, Father. So we want to say thank you, that you fill this room, Father, where I'm ministering, Father, with your presence and with your anointing, because it's your word that has the anointing to go forth and all the power that we need. And your word goes forth, and it will not return void of any power and authority as it's released from our mouths. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank you once again for being with us. We love the time that we can minister to you, and it ministers to us too. The devotions or the messages we have, it ministers to us too, and it causes us to grow. Just like Brother Daryl and Gracie say, we're our faith walkers and faith talkers. Amen. So we want to always declare God's word. Today, let's look at Romans 8, 38 and 39. Romans 8:38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Nothing can ever separate you from the love of God. His love is truly amazing. It goes beyond any human love we could ever know. There's nothing we can do to make him love us more, and nothing we can do that make him love us less. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen for that? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing we can do to make him love us more, and nothing we can do to make him love us any less. His love is true and everlasting. Oftentimes when people make a mistake or feel they have disappointed God, they think they have to stay away from him until they get their act together. No, we don't want to run from God. We want to run to him. Amen. Now the enemy will tell you, oh yeah, you need to get away. You really messed up now. God doesn't love you. He ain't going to forgive you. Those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, you can cast them down, because they will not. They will not be able to keep you down, because we have the authority. Amen. We can speak to those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions and say, get out of here. You are a liar. You've always been a liar, devil. So I command you to get away from my mind right now. Amen. But nothing could be further from the truth. Amen. You think that we have to get our act together, and the enemy is telling you, yeah, don't go to God. You better get your act together, because he ain't going to forgive you. That's a lie. Amen. But nothing could be further from the truth. He's always there with open arms to receive, to be ready to receive you and me and make a new you. There's a new you in you. Amen. Remember, God's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. You are on his mind day and night. Can I hear an amen? Isn't that so good? His mind is on us every day, because we are his beloved sons and daughters of the Most High God, the creator of heaven and earth. Today, if there's anything in your life that is keeping you from receiving his amazing love, set those things aside. Let his love restore you and make you new. Come to him with an open heart and receive his amazing love, and enjoy the blessings he has in store for you. Amen. That intimate relationship that we have with God, that just draws us closer and closer to him. And we don't have to be afraid. When we mess up, we fess up and tell the Lord, oh, Lord, I missed it right here. Please forgive me. And as soon as you repent, it's all over. God's forgiven you. He's thrown that sin mistake into the sea of forgetfulness, and he doesn't even remember. So he expects us not to remember either, because if we keep looking at the mistakes that we made, we'll think we never can approach God, that God doesn't love us. We will be insecure. But God wants us to be the most secure children on the earth, to show others that we have the confidence of God, we have the strength of God, we have the wisdom of God, we have the revelation and the knowledge and the love and the peace and the compassion. Everything that God is, we have, and we can walk in confidence because we know whose we are. We know whose we are. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen. Imagine that I'm handing you a $1,000 bill that is so crumbled and soiled that is barely recognizable. Would you want it? Certainly, because you know it's still worth $1,000. That's the way God sees each of us. We may feel crumbled and soiled, but we will never, ever lose the value that has been placed in us by the Creator of heaven and earth. He loves us not based on our performances, but on our relationship as His children. Nothing can separate us from His love. Did you hear that? He loves us not based on our performances, but on the relationship as children of God. We can have the greatest relationship, intimate relationship with God, because He's our Father. He knows us. He created us. We can't hide anything from Him. And even He knows the very thoughts we have and the intentions of our hearts. We're not going to hide from Him. We're going to run to Him because we know that is the safest place we can be. And yes, in the presence of God and in His loving arms. Amen. Father, I praise You, for You are amazing, for Your amazing love today. I thank You that nothing can separate me from Your love. Say that. I thank You, Lord, that nothing can separate me from Your love. Say it again. I thank You that nothing can separate me from Your love, Father. I refuse to let my past or my weaknesses keep me from staying close to You. I pray that You will help me overcome anything that is keeping me in bondage. I receive Your love today, and I invite You to make me more, make me new, a new me, a new You in You. Amen. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. I receive Your love today, and I invite You to make me new, Father God. Every day is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And every day, His mercies are new every morning. These are new mercies He gives us today for us. Amen. Thank You for transforming me into the person You created me to be in Jesus' name. Thank You for transforming me into the person You created me to be. And that is a child of God that can declare the works of God, and greater works will we do than what Jesus did, because we get to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and people can get born again. They can get healed. Amen. We can introduce Jesus to anyone that wants to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, and they confess the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to minister to people and give them the good news, because it's bad enough what we see every day here in the world, in the marketplace, in the workplace. I mean, there's so much things going on, and there's still, you know, anger, people shooting in schools, suicide, mental illness, all this stuff. But thank God we are in the bubble from trouble. We are in the canopy of protection. We are in the umbrella of the protection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us as we plead the blood of Jesus, as we declare that we are children of the Most High God, the one that created the heavens and the earth and created us in His image to walk according to His word. And so, Father, we just want to say thank you once again for loving us, for protecting us, for encouraging us, for transforming our lives, Father, from what bringing us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We're no longer walking in darkness. We're walking in the light of God's word. Amen. And we just want to say another day of living in the light. What light? The light of God's word that transforms us to see what God has for us in his word. We're no longer in darkness, but we're in the light of God's word that is available to us, that abides and lives in us forever and ever. So again, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to read, I want to just give you another, the same old nuggets that I've been giving you, but it bears repeating and for it to get in your spirit, amen? Especially when about our words. We live and abide by God's words. It's God's words that gives us power and authority. It is God's word that keeps us healed, protected, provided with the wisdom and the knowledge. It's his words in us that become revelation, illumination, inspiration, and impartation. And he gives us the word to make us have more understanding of who he is and who we are in him. Amen. And to walk as kings and priests of this earth, not being timid, not being intimidated by the enemy or by people, but we walk in confidence, but we walk in the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. We're not haughty people. We're peaceful people. We walk in the love of God. Amen. I release my faith for my healing with words. God created the world with words, Genesis 1:2. We got saved by saying words, Romans 10:9-10. And we can have what we say, Mark 11:23. There is power in our words. Because why? Because there is power in God's word, and his words become our words. And we can have what we say, according to Romans 4:17, Proverbs 18:21. This is how the kingdom of God works. Nothing happens until we speak, until we say what God's word says. Too many times we aren't speaking to our mountains, but we're letting our mountains speak to us. So we need to say, oh no, I'm going to speak the word of God all the time. Here's another one. We are a supernatural people, born again by a supernatural birth, kept by a supernatural power, sustained by a supernatural food, taught by a supernatural teacher from a supernatural book. We are led by a supernatural captain in the right paths to assure us victories. We are a supernatural people, born again by the supernatural, by a supernatural birth through our Lord Jesus Christ, kept by a supernatural power, sustained on supernatural food by the word of God, taught by a supernatural teacher, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And we have a supernatural book, which is the word of God, the Bible. And we are led by a supernatural captain, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and our captain, in the right paths to assure us victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can I hear an amen? I just want to remind you, Pastor said, to join us on Sunday, April the 9th in the morning, Sunday morning's message on April the 9th, Resurrection Sunday, for communion. We will be partaking of communion that Sunday morning on April 9th. So please join us and have your elements ready to partake for communion. Amen. That we will celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. He already did the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of God. But he has resurrected, and we have a living God that is alive, living on the inside of us. Amen. Giving us breath, all the breath that we need. Amen. The Yahweh breath. Yahweh. Yahweh, the very breath of God lives in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we are alive and well and protected and strengthened and reassured by our Father God. He surrounds us with his loving kindness. He surrounds us with his angels. He surrounds us with His protection and His wisdom and His compassion, and the blessings of the Lord overtake us in His goodness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I'm going to give you April scripture 2023 is Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good. He is a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust Him. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good. He is a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust Him, who rely, who depend and cling and adhere to His word. We trust and rely in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that keeps us. He is the one that is our refuge in times of trouble. He is that stronghold that we can come into, and He protects us. His protection is all around us. His love pursues us and is all around us, keeping us and keeping us healthy, wealthy, prosperous, full of wisdom, full of knowledge, having a sound mind, a brisk mind, a well-balanced mind, a peaceful mind, and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you so much again. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your offerings and your tithes. And thank you for staying connected with us. Have a great evening, and I will see you tomorrow. God bless you. Be safe. We love you and we miss you. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow. Love you. God bless you.